tonight. The ninth parak of Trumos. We'll start from the beginning and try and get to the end. So we're starting from Mem Zayin and Beis of the Mishnah. Okay, now my Gemara, I noticed, is a little bit... They did some sloppy editing of my Gemara. So you'll... If I read things wrong, please let me know. Okay? The Kavanoki. Okay, has a rash truma. If you plant a truma, shogeg, unintentionally, you plant, take stuff which is a ray truma, and you plant in the ground, unintentionally, you park, you turn it over. The Mishnah, I'll redo the Mishnah. Shogeg, you park, you turn it over. Umeis, if you did it intentionally, a kaim, you grow through the season and harvest it as truma. If it grew a third, then regardless of whether you planted it originally as a shogeg or mazed, you have to keep it in the ground. If it's flax, mazed yupach, even if you plant it intentionally, you have to turn it over. Why? Because otherwise you'll have, derived benefit from the flax stalks. And we don't want you to derive that benefit. We don't want you to get that pleasure. Let's skip to the Gemara. Hazare b'truma b'shoyge yupach v'chule. If you plant the truma intentionally, you turn it over. Lo mistab et lo b'chlufe. It would seem that it would be more severe if we'd say that the shoge guy gets to keep it, since he did it unintentionally. Whereas the maize guy, the guy who did it intentionally, he should have to turn it over. So it says Gemara, konsubo. They find this guy who did it intentionally, shetavatos deo gab truma, that for the entire season his field will be subservient or subordinate to truma, which is and that's going to be his whole crop. Whereas the guy who did it b'shoge, we let him overturn and start afresh with some new crop, and perhaps he'll come out ahead that way. Rav Shmuel bar Avduma, boy, he asked, Maushie Neman. Let's say, okay, will a guy be believed if he's a Kohen? That's important, if he's a Kohen. Loma had to say, Mazid, or you see, to say, I was a Mazid. And for a Kohen, it's an advantage, because the Kohen's allowed to eat Truma. So we'll harvest the stuff as Truma, and eat it as Truma. Amrulai, so they said to him, Ima Yumakirim, Lav Kole Menu. If they knew that he planted the Truma. Now, last night I said if they knew he planted the truma intentionally, but that's a mistake. What it means is if they knew that he planted the truma, yes or no. I mean, if they knew that he planted the truma, whether he did it intentionally or unintentionally, lav kol menu, then we do not give him permission to grow through. We don't believe the same mazid or yisi. We assume he was a shogeg and make him turn it over. Okay? In other words, we are machmir on him, that he should lose its use as truma. Vim lav, and if not, if we didn't know that he planted truma, we did not know, so, and he's the only one who tells us, Rabbeisai, I planted truma, so then we have the open to a pesha asar or a pesha itir. Since he's the one who told us that he transgressed asar, we have to accept it on his terms. And if he tells us, Rabbeisai, you don't know this, but I'm telling you why I transgressed an isser. But I did it b'mezid. Since all of our information comes from him, we're forced to accept that he did it b'mezid. And by Kohen, it happens to be an advantage, so he leaves it in the ground as truma, and he will eat it as truma when he harvests it. Okay? Rabbi Binyamin Bar Gidul, boy, Rabbi Binyamin Bar Gidul asks, Zora Trumas Karshinim, if the guy planted truma, but not truma of regular vegetable, but truma of karshinim, which is a type of cress, which is normally used only for animal fodder. So therefore, truma is not really bonafide truma, it's a lighter form of truma. Similarly, zara truma schutzla, the person planted truma which is from crops which grew in chutzlaritz, which is a lighter form of truma. In these cases, do we say that whatever grows out will be truma as well? Armalei, so they said no. Gizerahi, to take off truma of this animal fodder, and to take off truma of fruits and vegetables from chutzlaritz is in itself a gzeirah. It's in itself a rabbinic decree. Vanal ein gozin gzeirah, we do not make rabbinic decrees on top of rabbinic decrees, in other words, to say that it's forbidden for him to derive any benefit from it, and he has to keep it as truma from the beginning to the end. If it grew a third, regardless of whether he planted originally intentionally or unintentionally, he has to keep his truma. This teaches us that it becomes holy even though it's still connected to the ground. Hadamaran, this also tells us, Hifrich mi peir shaloi viu shlish, if you take of trumas and maises from fruit which is not yet a third grown, loki deshu, it is a meaningless, null and void act.
Okay? Why is Shabbos held it? Also, limit zero.
Yes. No, Rava. Rava said exer.
But Baya says he's...
He did make exer. Okay? Uve Pishton, you don't have the word of a Pishton, but Uve Mezid Yupach, right? If it's intentionally turned over, why by Pishton specifically? Why by flax? Because if we let him leave in the ground, even though he's going to have to conduct himself with the seeds, there's a truma, but with the flax, which from which you make linen, it's not a fruit, so therefore that he would be able to use it to make regular linen. So therefore, no, they shouldn't have that benefit, where even if he planted intentionally, we make him chop down the flax plants which he planted from truma grain, from truma seeds. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah in the third line. The chayev is beleket shulchan peah. Since this is only truma de rabbanan, be the rice, and once you plant truma in the ground, it's no longer truma. Since only truma de rabbanan when he replanted it, so therefore the chayev is beleket shulchan peah. So whatever grows, you have to give matonos laniyim from it, right? Because after all, be the rice, you have a chayev beleket shulchan peah. However, obviously, regular plain Jane Jewish aniyim can't eat it. So what happens? Vaniye yisro vaniye kohanim. Poor regular Jews and poor priests, malachim, come and gather. And the Israel, the poor regular Jews, since they can't eat themselves, mechmeshem, they sell their portion of kohanim to the kohanim, but they made truma for the price of truma, meaning for the lesser price of truma in the marketplace. But they get to keep the money. Rabbi Tavon Amer Loikul Ketu El Aniye Kohanim. Rabbi Tavon says only poor kohanim should collect this stuff. Shem Yisrael V'idnu L'toch Piem, because we're afraid maybe otherwise they're going to put the grain in their mouth and it's truma and they're going to eat it. So it's like zero. That's true. But in any event, we're afraid that maybe they're going to put it in their mouth and then we shouldn't let them allow Ani Yisrael to collect. Amalei Kira Kiva said, no, I don't accept that chumrah. Because he came to Elakto Altar, based on this logic, you should never allow anybody to collect unless they're tar. Because after all, now that's to cause truma to become tummy. Since we don't say that we're makbid on that, we're not makbid on your issue either, that only aniye kohanim should eat it, should gather it, lest they pop it into their mouth. Let's go to the Mara. The chayav is beleket, it's responsible for leket. So I told you, Michael Myers messed up. Okay, so you just don't have a header. Okay? I have a header. V'chayev is leket, it's chayev and leket. Now, on this, Rabbi Yossi asked a question. Hivrish amorim letruma. A person set aside omorim, sheaves of grain, for truma. Nischafulo. And they got mixed up with sheaves which are ready shikha, which are forgotten in the field. So what happens in this case? So it's more afilu kain, nonetheless, aniye yisrael v'aniye kohanim mulaktin. Even though some of them are truma, d'oraisa, because you actually designated as truma, right? So nonetheless, so in this case, the aniye yisrael and aniye kohanim should be able to collect together. Why is that? Because safek leket is leket. We have a safek whether something is matnos aniyim or not, or machmir, we make it matnos aniyim. So the way the Kavanoki learns it is all one question. Whether we allow the aniye so to collect with aniye kohanim or don't we? But the truth is, we know in the Yerushalmi very often boy is a statement. So it could be there's a statement. Doctor's statement that if you have a suffix of leket where truma got mixed in with leket, so you allow the poor Yisraelim to come and take, and of course they can't eat it, but they can sell whatever they get to Kohanim and use the proceeds. Okay, you probably don't have the Hatar from Rabbi Tarfon Omer, etc. Okay, you have Tanya though, right?
Yeah.
Tanya, yeah, Tanya. Isha Shamaritz, wife of Amaritz, Tochenes, Mishto Shachover, she can grind food together with the wife of a Talmud Chacham. Well, it's Manchit's Meir, but only where the wife of the Amaritz is Tomei. Why? Because then she's careful not to come into contact with the wife of the Talmud Chacham. Av Izmanchi Torah, but where the wife of the Amaritz is Tar, Lo Titchom. It's she can't grind together with the Ashes Chaver. Why? Because she's really not Tar. She just thinks she's Tar. And therefore she might come into contact with the wife of the Talmud Chacham in a way which is going to make the wife of the Talmud Chacham impure. Okay, she machzeg is Hatma Tor Mimena. It's an exaggeration. What the Gemara is saying is that she holds out to be even more Tar than the Ashes Chaver. Now, the Gemara is bringing this all down as a kasha. Ukidivi Rabbi Tarfo. Afilu is manchi tmeil. Well, I don't know if it's a kasha. It's a statement, it's an extrapolation. Ukidivi Rabbi Tarfo, according to Rabbi Tarfo, who says we're always afraid of popping into the mouth something, Afilu is manchi tmeil lo titchon. You can't even grind with the wife in our orchids with tmeil. Why? Because Shema Tishkach v'titein l'toch piyah. Because maybe if you grind together, then it's possible that the wife of the Amoretz will pop something into her mouth, which is tar, and she's going to be metame that which is tar by popping it into her mouth. So therefore, she never grind together with the wife of an Amoretz.
I assume they just have, it's like a community grinder. So.
Right, you have to grind separate times, though.
That's yeah, this is quite a substantial...
Chumrah, right. Yeah. It's a big chumrah, right. You have to have separate grinders, right? Not in the spirit of unity. All Rabbi Akiva. Oh, do you have a Rabbi Akiva? No, you don't have that either. Kenei Masnisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Im Kain Loikzol Toirim. Rabbi Akiva was asking a statement on, was asking a question, Rabbi Tarfon, not qualifying Rabbi Tarfon. Without the words Im Kain, so when Rabbi Akiva said, we could have construed Rabbi Akiva to mean Loikzol Toirim, you're right. First of all, we only let Kohanim collect the leket, because it's Truma. Now that we only let the Horim collect. And he's agreeing and taking a step further. But when the word Im Kain, it turns into a question. Rabbi Akiva is challenging Rabbi Shmuel, saying, if that's the case, Rabbi Tarfon, if that's the case, you only let Torah collect, we know that there is no such condition imposed. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah. V'chayavis. This is where the little gimel is. Six lines to the end of the Mishnah. V'chayavis v'maisles v'maisoni. When you harvest this truma, again, you plant the truma in the ground. So midoraisa, it becomes ois truma. So along the truma, Rabbanan gave it the chumra of stir truma. Since it's a Rabbanan though, so when it grows out, you still have to give up midoraisa, maisers, or maiserani. Vani isa vani kohanim nolim. And poor people, poor Jews, and poor regular Jews, and poor kohanim, they get to take it. Hi, nonetheless, it's truma de Rabbanan. So therefore, vani isa, the poor regular Jews, they sell their portion, the Maiserani and the Maiser, the Kohanim, to the Kohanim, but they made Truma for the price of Truma, which is what it well might be. But they do get to keep the money. Okay? Now, Kani Masnisa. Back to the Gemara. Second to last line of the page. Kani Masnisa.
No, it's unheard of bringing
around. Yes, the Shubhas. Yeah. The Chayev is Betrumos over Meiser Meiserani. Although the Mishnah only mentioned Meiser Meiserani, obviously this grain, that's me, even though it's completely Truma, but that's me the Rabbanan. Me the Raisa, it needs to have, in a second time around, Truma taken off of it. So I actually have to take Truma off of it besides the Meisers and the Meiserani. Okay? Tanya, Lito Shabbatzoli. You don't have Tanya. Okay. Lito Shabbatzoli. Now here's an interesting kula. You have a measure of onions. Shomaisa Rishon, which belongs to Maisa Rishon. Shanata that you planted. Fare bo Eser Lito now produced 10 times as much. Hareilu Chayovos be Maisa Savishviyis. Midaraisa, it became Tevil again, it became untithed, so they have to take off Meiser and Shvius. Voso Meiser Rishon Sholahem. However, that mitzvah, which you take off the second time, from it, umayvish lov trumas mitzvah, you take off the trumas mitzvah on that second batch, al kol mashenah v'mashenot, on everything which is there the first time around. Meaning, let's say you planted a bushel of mitzvah rishon. Now 10 bushels grow. So actually, now all 10 bushels are given the chumrah mitzvah. Right? Because you planted mitzvah rishon, it's part of the fine which you fine you. But now, when you have to take off one bushel for trumas mitzvah on the second, on the growth, on the new growth, plus additional tenth of the bushel for trumas meiser on what it was before him, because previously it would have been meiser rishon, where for which trumas meiser had been taken off. So you had to take off a bushel and a tenth to correspond to the trumas meiser of both what it was before it was replanted and what it is now. Okay? Says the Gemara, litra b'tzolim shom meiser sheni. If you have a measure of onions of meiser sheni, shenota, which you planted, v'arei bo'eser litra, now you have 10 bushels of onions. A meiser sheni, chayavus b'meiseris. Yeah, I have to take off meiser again because midaraisa. Once you replant the ground, everything is null and void. Upoides meiser sheni shenota. You have to redeem the meiser sheni of that which you replanted. Obviously, again, because everything, the beginning had meiser sheni, and now there's meiser sheni, so you have to redeem everything. Now, what do you do with this grain? Hachoyvet meshubach. Yeah. You have the place, Mr. Zuger? The fifth line down. It's by two dots. Hacholet v'shubach. You, this new grain which you harvested, it's best to thresh it, not by having animals walk on it, which is the standard way, but rather by hitting it with sticks. Why is that better? Use logic. Because it's truma. Midrabanan. So therefore, if you use the animals on it, you're sullying Truma Drabona, making it inedible. So that's a big problem by Truma. So that's why it's better to be with sticks, because less becomes inedible. Okay? Now, Vadosh, Achoyvet Meshubach, Vadosh Ketzer Yase. What happens if Nebuch, you don't have any sticks? So you actually have to use an ox to thresh, but this is Truma. And there's, yet on the other hand, there's lo safsam shorbedishim. Now to muzzle the ox, but you can't let the ox muzzle, you can't let the ox eat it, because ox are not allowed to eat truma. So what do you do? So, toilet fifa b'tzavori abeima, you put a feeding basket on the animal's neck, you put the same type of food in the feeding basket, but from chulin. You come out ahead because you're not muzzling the ox in a forbidden way, nor are you eating, giving the ox the truma to eat. Okay? Now it's chayv and maestros also, we said. So this says the Gemara Tana, we learned. Hamaki Mikitnios. Do you have Hamaki Mikitnios?
Where is it?
Well, I don't have Rabbi Yossi here. I have later on. No, but don't skip. No. Okay, so this is also out of order. Tanya b'shem Rabbi Shimon. I'll read it the way you have it. Tanya b'shem Rabbi Shimon. Toilo karshinin. What do you put in its feed basket? Karshinin. Which are a type of animal fodder. And that's the best stuff for it. They like that more than anything else. We don't know exactly what karshinin are, but it's a type of leafy vegetable. It says, if you can do it by truma, you can also do by chulin. In other words, wherever you put a feed basket on the animal, you don't transgress bal tachsum because the animal's getting what to eat. He's just not getting to eat what's in the field. Okay? Tanya, is that what we're up to? Lead to Shabbatoli? Oh, now we go back to Marki Bikitnios. Tanya, Hamaki Bikitnios, is that what we're up to? Now, market is the same thing like threshing, but it's done after the Gemara Melach, in other words, after the vegetables, the legumes are ready suitable for trumas. So a market mekidnei suvatilson, somebody who threshes the legumes, and the tilson is a type of another type of plant. Ain't over shum bal tachsom. You don't transgress bal tachsom. Why don't you transgress bal tachsom? Because it's interesting. The shor, there's only an incident to muzzle an ox when he's involved in one of the stages of work before a complete finishing. For what's called Gemara Melacha in Hebrew, before you get to finishing stages. But it's already in the finishing stages. And therefore, there's no prohibition about Tachsom at that stage. However, it says Gemara, even though there's no bona fide prohibition about Tachsom, a Muslim Tachsom will also meet name Marisayin, because it looks bad, you're not allowed to do it anyway. Okay? So therefore, what do you do in that case? You don't muzzle it, but you put a feed bag on it in order to prevent it from eating outside the feed bag. Okay, now where am I? Tanya, Licha, Shabbat Shalom, are we there yet?
No. Tanya,
Bedayish.
This Tanya,
Bedayish, Shuhu, Asherah. Boy, where is this Tanya, Licha, Shabbat Shalom? All right, you keep me in posted here. I have it already, and I don't see anywhere where it fits in. I guess maybe the end of the page? I don't know. All right, forget it. It's not important. We'll come back to it. All right, we did that already. So why don't I keep looking back at that? Yeah, scratch it. We did that part already. Okay, next, onwards and upwards. East Tanoi Tanya. The certain Tanoim who learned. Yeah, the thing is, he pretends that this is already a Mem Chesem base, but it's not. Okay, Yisrael Tanoim, we'll just ignore it. Yisrael Tanoim, the certain Tanoim will learn, B'dai Shu Mutar Loch. When is it okay to... When are you not allowed to muzzle your ox in its harvesting, something which you yourself would be allowed to eat? Yisrael Tanoim, but not when it's harvesting Chveis Orlo. In this case, the ox is threshing. Truma, right? These tanoi tani apetaishu also loch. Some will say it's also to muzzle ox even when he's threshing or something which is forbidden to its owner. Rabbi Abar Memo, Rabbi Abar Memo said, Masnis in our Mishnah is the command omer apetaishu also loch. Our Mishnah, or actually the Brisa, is like the Mandomer says that even you're not allowed to muzzle the ox, even in case we're seeing so which you yourself are not allowed to eat. The tina, because we learned when threshing the truma, the tina tolek fifa b'tzavari behema, you put a feeding bucket on the animal's neck, the chule, the nimtza lo zorin v'sarim v'chule. Now you don't have those words, but aren't you being so muzzling the animal? Oh, no, it's not. It doesn't add anything. It's just free without it. Let me read that part again. So it says, Mara, Tani b'day shu mutar loch, v'is tani tani b'day shu also loch. Some people say, oh, you're right, you don't have any of that. Now I understand why. Take a look at the Amud Beis. Because the Gemara repeats itself there. Take a look at the third line. Istanoi tani b'dayishu mutaloch, right? Masnisa tamon omar apu dayishu osaloch. There's the other the Bryce over there says that even in a case where it's dayish, where he stretches something which is forbidden to you, osir, you're not allowed to muzzle it. The Tanina says toilak fifos b'tzavoria bebeima. Says you gotta put not a muzzle, a feed bag on it. So, but if you have to put a feed bag on it when it's threshing truma, that means you're not allowed to muzzle it. Hi, the truma's also to you, so it's also to your animal. We said even in a case where it's also to you, you still have to provide your animal something, you're not allowed to muzzle it outright. Okay? And then we make a drush for this, Tanya. Bedisho, related drusha, not for this. Tane bedisho velo bedarko. You're not allowed to muzzle animal when it's threshing, but if it's walking, you're allowed to muzzle it. Okay? Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov omer af bedarko. Even when it's walking, you're not allowed to muzzle it. Okay? You're never allowed to muzzle an animal, basically. Rabbi Avin said, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Mivdekune, in order to test him on the following issue. Rabbi Kiva, the Rebbe, asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai the following question on a faher, on a test. Let's say you muzzled the animal not on the threshing floor but outside the threshing floor. And then you put him on the threshing floor, it's not okay. So he said, no, it says, V'achemel o'amoed. Says, do not drink wine when you're coming into the o'amoed. So there we say, Mibo'achemel o'amoed. Before you come to the o'amoed, when you're about to come, you're already asked to drink wine. So to here, you're now to muzzle before the animal comes onto the threshing floor. Because then it'll be muzzled when it's on the threshing floor. Rabbi Zira said, another drasha, lo sachsim shor b'disho, do not muzzle an ox when it's threshing, lo sadush b'shor chosum. For this we darshan, you shouldn't even do plowing with an ox that is already pre-muzzled. Pre-muzzling is forbidden as well. Okay, let's see where he takes this. He goes to the next Mishnah. What happened to the rest of the Gemara Dom Alf? He just skips them. He just skips them. I don't know why. He just skips this whole sugya. Well, let's read it. Again, I look over the next pair. Is it identical there? It looks like it's over there identically. Yeah, it's the exact same sugi at the beginning over there, the next pair. Okay, that's cool. So obviously the Kavanaki felt that this was a typo. And the Rai of the typo is that before and after the sugya, you have the exact same repetitive gemara, so we just left the whole thing for the next parak. And I guess that means that we can as well. Okay, on to the next mishnah. Great. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Okay, says the mishnah further. Kidule truma. Truma. That which is grows from truma is truma. Kidule chulin. Chulin. If you replant it again, cycle it in again, the second time around it's chulin. Okay? Aval, however, tevel. If you plant the stuff which is completely untithed, maeserishon stuff which was maeserishon, right? The stuff which Shiva gave to Levim. Svechashvis, you planted stuff which grew during Shemitah illicitly. Utrumas chutzlarts, you plant truma chutzlarts. Vamadumi, you planted a mixture of truma and chulin. Vabikurim, you replanted bikurim, the clown. In all these cases, Chazal were not gezer any decree. Giduleim chulin, whatever grows out of them is chulin. Gidule hektesh, umaiser sheni chulin. However, gidule hektesh and maiser sheni, that grows out of hektesh, which you replanted, or maiser sheni, which you replanted, though it's chulin, Upoida Sambas Mansan, you have to redeem them, because Hektesh and Majesheh can be redeemed, as they were at the time that you planted them. We'll come back to this in the Gemara. Let's start the Gemara now. Okay? Vitani. Okay? So I have a header here. Gedule, Gedule, M. Chulin. Says Maritana, we learned by Medvar, Morim, Bedovish, Shazaro, Kole. As we'll see later in the parak, when do I say that whatever grows there subsequently is okay? By, let's say it was tevel, right? That's only if the seed rots in the ground. But let's say it's a bulb, okay, like an onion. So the old onion is still there. In that case, even if you replanted the onion, it still remains awesome. Now I'm not a botanist, and I'm sure neither are you. But it seems they can grow onions both from bulbs and from seeds. Do you know that for a fact? Or are you just saying right because I said it? I've never seen one either. Right. It seems like it can be replanted. The truth is, it must be that way, because otherwise you should always have a one-to-one ratio of onions. How can you get more onions than you plant?
Take the bulk of the onion, put a toothpick in it, put it in water, watch it sprout, and plant that into the ground.
But how many onions will you get then? Yeah, well, you have to, because otherwise there should be a finite amount of onions in the world, right? Each eye is a seed. So it seems you have an option. You can do bulbs or maybe each branch. Maybe that's the way it works.
Right.
That could be. Okay. So in any event, so something where you replant the bulb in the ground, and even whatever grows out the second time is still awesome. Now, I have a whole bunch of headers, which you probably don't have, about each thing here in the Mishnah.
Can't get that either.
Like that?
Well,
we have situations like that.
No, you do. Avala Tevel. You just don't have dots. Avala Tevel. Why, when you plant Tevel in the ground, does whatever grow not become Tevel? Sheruva Chulin. Because most of it is chulin. Now, let me clarify something, because it's going to come up again later on. It is tevel. Whatever grows out of the ground is tevel.
Right.
So what does it mean to make what would it mean to make a gzera that it is tevel?
Isn't tevel, though, technically the time to erect or harvesting?
Yeah. Or just
no, on the contrary. When is something technically tevel?
In the ground?
No.
What is
tevel? Untithe. No.
When
it's in the house.
When it's in the house.
Because then you're not even allowed to eat from it as a snack. That's what I mean. If we were guys there, that you do like tevel, means that just like tevel, you're not allowed to snack from it. This stuff, even though it's right now in the fields, since it once was in the house, then you would not be allowed to snack on it.
Because
they had been in the house previously. That's what we mean. Gidulei Tevel, where they consider Tevel being that they themselves had seen the house, and therefore they cannot be snacked upon. And where to be goyzer on the Gidulei Tevel, you wouldn't be allowed to snack on the Gidulei Tevel as well. Okay? Is that clear? Well, my solution was, so we didn't make the decree, the enactment there, because the majority of them is chulin anyway, right? Since by tevel, 90% of it is chulin, 80%, whatever it is. Maaser Rishon also shuba chulin, 90% of it is chulin, except for the trumas maaser. And tzvichei shvi'is, why don't we say if you replanted stuff which grew illicitly during Shemitah, she'eino mitzuyin, it doesn't happen very often. First of all, you don't really plant during tzvichim during Shemitah very often, so it only happens once every 7 years, so chazal warned goyzer, like milsa lo shchichu lo goyzer abonet. The infrequent occurrence, right, the rabbis didn't decree against. The Trumas Chutzla, it's also Shein Mitzvah, it's infrequent. Most people with Chutzla don't take off Truma. Va'meduma, and if you have a mixture, that's also okay, Shubal Chulin, because most of it is Chulin. Va'bikurim, and if you replant Bikurim in the ground, then whatever grows not Bikurim, Shein Mitzvah, they're not prevalent either. Again, for one of two reasons here, that either because they only come from Shiva Saminim, from the seven types which Eretz Yisrael was praised in, or because since Bikurim is such a precious mitzvah, so therefore people don't replant them in the ground generally, and therefore Tamils lo shchichon lo gozer bei Rabban, Rabban did not decree in such a case. Okay, but Manchazaran, when you did plant them, do you have that header? As much as arm, yeah, okay. 3 lines to the bottom. Revel B'Sherem B'Yochan, it says, Poda es kol ha'otzer ben me'o sasa. What happens when you do plant Ma'aser Sheni? And now you have a whole crop of Ma'aser Sheni. So how do you redeem it? So Rabbi Revel B'Sherem B'Yochan said, you only redeem whatever you planted. Not your entire new crop. Only whatever you planted. Says the Gemara. Hefrish ben hektish l'maiser sheni. There's a distinction between hektish and maiser sheni. What's the difference between hektish and maiser sheni? Maiser sheni, if you replant a maiser sheni, bein medavar shezara kola, whether it's something where it rots in the ground, or bein medavar shein zara kola, or it's a bulb type growth, where the part of the original fruit remains in the ground, niftek kashar azol, regardless, you redeem it based on the price that a storekeeper would pay for it, not what a storekeeper would sell it for, which is much less. So the storekeeper is wholesale. The storekeeper says it's a profit. That's the amount you redeem it for. Ella, however, davar shezaro kol, if it's something where the seed rots, so then nifteh, it's redeemed kishar based on the price. Now here the gra changes the girsa harisho, based on the original price, the price where at the time that it was planted. Why? Because it's no longer here. When was the last time this was actually extant? The seed rot on the ground. When was the time it was actually extant? When it was planted. So we go after the going rate at the time it was planted. However, if it's something where the seed does not rot because it's like a bulb, then niftek kashar, and it should be here, shuomed bo. You go after what it's worth today. Because why? Because I can identify the bulb and say this bulb actually is the bulb which I planted. So ever since it's still around, I go after today's value. Okay? That's all by my Sushani. When I planted hektesh, the hektesh ben dovish is arakola, whether it's something which where the seed already rotted. Uben dovish is arakola, whether it's thing where there's a bulb, I go after now what it's worth here and what it's worth now. Why is that? Because of the chumrah of hektesh. So people should realize that hektesh is hektesh, and therefore we make you redeem based on now what it is now, what its value is now. So what by hektesh is the difference between something where it's a seed which rots or a bulb? Dovish is arokole, if it's something where the seed rots, as we said previously, Rabbi Yochan gave a kula before, you can redeem your entire new crop, even though it's all Maaser Sheni, based on the value of whatever seeds you planted, which is much less, right? Because that was might be a tenth or a hundred, whatever grew, right? But if something where the bulbs, it's bulbs, where there's still something left from the original batch, which is Maaser Sheni, point is kol ha'otzar. Then we have to be machmir, and we have to redeem every single bulb based on its new value, not based on its old value. So therefore, in that case, so you obviously have to pay much more. Again, this is because of the severity of hektesh. So that people should realize that we're dealing with hektesh here. Okay? Let's go weiter. Back to the Mishnah, actually. Okay. Me'el Agino. This is the last narrow line of Mentes Meral. Male Agino. Okay, he had 100 patches or rows show truma because you replanted truma improperly. One row is of chulin, is regular stuff. As long as the seeds rot in the ground, everything is mutter. Even though it's a ratio of 100 to 1 of Isser, there are 100 truma to 1 of chulin. But this, it's still okay, because this is all takonis chazal. So we have the, so therefore they were makel in this case. Avol bedovish ein zarakol, but it's something where it's no, the seed did not rot. The bulb is there. So on the contrary, afilu melech shel chulin v'achol shel truma, even if 100 are chulin and one is truma, chulin asin, they're all usher. So he explains on the bottom, you know why they're all usher? Because you don't say bitul baro by mechubu l'karka. We don't nullify it. Even the 100 to 1 is normally the share of nullification. Anything which is connected to the ground is considered to be a davar chashuv, a significant thing, and it's not baltel. Okay? Says Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosi. It's a fascinating case here. We're about to learn. Where is it in the Gemara? Seventh line down on Memtes and Base. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Zosomeris. Our Mishnah tells, I gotta tell you, this is a classic Yerushalmi. Zosomeris, Oyelufana Measeo, Holos Mitoch Measeo. Some brilliant case. You have 100 times 101. In each case, in each of these 100 groups, you had 100 chulin and one truma. The halach is here, 100 chulin, one truma, it's batal. But what do you have to do, midrabanan? And take one out and give it to a kohen, right? Midrabanan, not midoraisa, in order not to cause kohen a loss. Let's say, from those 100 groups, the 100 designated bushels which you picked up now all got mixed together. So they're all truma. Midrabanan, the old truma, the rabbanan. So, nonetheless, if they all got mixed together, and one chulin one fell in, mutaros, they're all mutar now. That's a parallel case to our Mishnah. Just like our Mishnah, since it's all the rabbanan, even if you had 100 truma on one chulin, it's batel. So to here, if you had 100 which were taken out from each and every one of the from each and every one of the mixtures there, and those are all truma, but since only truma the rabbanan, as long as one chulin and one gets mixed into them, it's batel. Not that the barov actually, because the overwhelming majority is truma, rather because of this the rabbanan were willing to relax the standards in that case. Okay.
Yes.
No, it's a completely different case.
Yeah.
It's okay. Right. That's
the,
what I'm saying. Yeah, the Mishnah is talking about specifically the issues of where you planted, replanted truma. It's a complete, that's what I'm saying, it's a wild comparison. Okay, we're comparing a case where you planted stuff in the ground to a case where there were just regular mixtures, nothing to do with planting in the ground. But that's what the Gemara Yerushalmi is doing. Okay, I have a Dovah Shein Zahar Kol Afilu Me'ev Chulin. I don't know if you have that header. He had a measure of truma which fell into 100 measures of chulin. V'olsu mitoch me'en, you picked one up, right? Do you have all that?
We don't have all that.
Okay, you don't have vols mitoch mea.
It's not true, Mishalso mitoch
mea seh. The same idea. The bottom line is you picked one up. Okay, you picked one up, and then it fell down again, right? Chulin somewhere else. So chulin kol shem mevatlino. So as long as you can mix up with chulin in some fashion, that cancels it. Again, parallel to our Mishnah, right? Hacha. However, as our Mishnah said. Well, it's not, however. And continuing along this line, as our Mishnah said, leakate, if you gathered the truma ones, v'nofel esocha chulin kosheh, if the one chulin one fell in, even to 100 truma, mutari, they're all mutar. So what's Rabbi Yochanan being mechadish? So you should know, what Rabbi Yochanan being mechadish, that even if gathered, but makes it. Forbiddenly, you're not allowed to gather this truma. Because you're not allowed to cause the nisus to be batel. If you did it, nonetheless, the 100 truma are batel and the one chulin. Okay, this is similar to Kemar the Rabbi Yossi Amar, just like Rabbi Yossi said earlier in the Masechta Tamon over there. Teichenu matir. So you had 100. No, you had 99 truma to one 99 chulin to one truma. But the chulin is a better grade, so if you know if you grind it, so then it's going to become 100 to 1. Because it's the truma is going to expand more than the truma. So in that case, we're allowed to be in vatalis l'chatchila. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Kamar Rabbi Yossi Amar Tamon, you can grind and be matur even l'chatchila. Of Hacha Amar Kain, does he say the same thing over here? That you can collect the truma. Now, it's our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to go and collect it. Only b'diavad, if you did collect it, so the truma is bought on even one chulin. But what about Kohen Rabbi Yossi? Just like Rabbi Yossi said over there, you can grind the ornament b'vatel, can you do the same thing here? Collect the ornament b'vatel or not? So says Mar Avhacha King. Yeah, here too, we can do that as well. Says Mar, why would you say this? Tamon, maybe over there he's okay, because whenever he grinds, mizel ola biyodu, he's grinding from both substances together simultaneously. So he's never actually taking one by itself and then throwing it back in and being mevatelit. But here, kol hatevel ola biyodu. Kol hatevel ola biyodu. Maybe he's gathering separately from the truma separately and the chulin separately. So maybe here it's also says, you know, right? You're right. B'shlikin me'achas. If you only gas from one patch at a time, takin. It'll be awesome. Because it's not simpler to comparable to the grinding case. where you ground for both together. But if you gather for both together, so we assume that he got from both, and he brought them both together, and that's okay. Okay, because in that case, I'd say it's similar to the grinding, which is matir, so to collect them together would be mutter as well. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah yet another time. Hatevak yula mutarin.
What is the logic, by the way, the Mishnah said before, that even that there is a little of 1 to 100?
There's no logic. It's purely a kula d'rabbanan. They zapped you with making everything which grew from the truma. They would decide on the other hand be somewhat lenient with you. Okay, they didn't want to make the takara. Perhaps, you know, we could say svara. Svara might be that if we made a taka like regular prayer of the truma, people would be under the mistaken impression that this is bona fide truma, even midaraisa. And they would neglect to take off the matonis daraisa from this which they're mechuyev to give, as I saw previously. So if they wanted to give it certain, you know, traces that it's only the rabbanan dikadin. Okay, perhaps that's the case. Hateva bikidulav. Teva which grows. Mutarim bedar of davar shazara kola. We said it's permissible in something where the seed rots. Aba bedavar shein zara kola. But if the seed does not rot, it's an onion bulb. Gidulin asurim. Not only is that which grows the first time asur, but that which grows the second time is also asur. If you plant it from the bulb and then plant it again the bulb, the second time it's also asur is good. Ezu darvash ein zara kol. What's a case where it's not considered where indeed the bulb remains in the ground? Kigon aluf vashum vabtzolim. I don't know what luf is, but shum we know is a garlic and tzolim are onions. Rabbi makes a cryptic statement that Mark will explain, which is that onion is like barley. Garlic is like barley. I always make that mistake. Okay, let's go back to Gemara. Hatevo gidula v'chule, you don't have that. But you do have adhechon, don't you? Yeah. Adhechin, you have 3, 6, 8 lines to the bottom of Mem Tesson base. Okay? How long does this prohibition last with Dover Shane Zara Kola? How many replantings does it last through? Rabbi Yaakov Edi B'Shem Rabbi Yonon said, Ad Sholosh Gronos, for 3 replantings is Asuros, for Avis Mutaros, 4 replantings is permissible. Rashmur Ba'ab Duma Bo'ab Kum Rabbi Mani Asfer Ramona, B'Trumat Ka'amor, if you planted Truma, actual Truma, so how long is it forbidden? Amar Leh, so he said, Asu Gorin Arvis Kur Gorin Shona, even the 4th time it's like the first time and it's forbidden. Ma'gorin Shona, Davish is Arakola b'truma aser, but by the first planting, if it's something where the seed, even though the seed rots by truma it's aser, by tevel of course it's mutter, right? As long as the seed rots by tevel, it means it's mutter. I've gotten a visa, so to the 4th time around, but Davish ain't Arakola b'truma aser b'tevel mutter. If it's something where the seed, where we have a bulb, so betruma aser v'tevel mutter. Right. Okay. Yeah. By davish ein zara kola. Let me make this clear, Mr. Zuger. By davish zara kola, where it's a seed which rots in the ground, so by tevel, the first time around it's mutter. By truma, the first time around it's aser. Where you replant it, even by truma, it's going to be mutter, since the seed rots in the ground each time. Where it's a bulb, however, so a bulb, we said that by tevel, it's also until the 3rd time. The 4th time, it's mutter. By truma, it's even also the 4th time. The 5th time is the first time it becomes mutter. And although I don't understand how this works, because I'm a city slicker, but the 5th time already, the bulb doesn't work properly. That's why the 5th time it's not considered to be gidulim anymore, and that's why it's okay it's not considered to be truma. Okay? But truma also, ma'itzloch, where do you have such a case by vegetables that even goes to a 5th generation, the bulb can be replanted again and again and again up to 5 times? Kagon aklisin. Okay, so klisin, we don't know what that is. Hashum kisorim. We said in the Mishnah, What?
Horseradish root.
You plant it time after time after time?
You can keep chopping off parts of it for many generations.
No, no, no. Yeah, really?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
It takes over an entire...
Yeah, horseradish will be very good.
Yeah?
That's cool.
Don't plant it.
It's a weed, probably, right? Hashum kisayri. Have you ever seen... Do you have the header? Tapundu number Aleph. Okay. Avol b'shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says, what does this mean? Hashum atkis ora. If you have an onion the size of a barley, then l'dovish zara kol. That's not a bona fide bulb. That's basically like a seed which rots in the ground. Okay, it has to be a significant bulb. Mikan ve'el l'dovish shein zara kol. Even the bulb that's larger is going to be like a bona fide bulb. Avol b'shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, Hashum no. This is what it means. Hashum kisor l'chol dover. He says, for some reason, which I understand, onions are not bulbs. They're not. They're just like barleys, in that they're considered to be like seeds that rot around the ground. What?
Garlic.
Oh, I keep saying onions. Yeah, garlic. It's not considered to be. It's not considered to be like a bulb. I guess because it's so small. But they're considered to be like barley, and therefore it's always considered to be, if it rots the ground, it's always mutter after the first time. Okay. Let's go out to Locha Gimel. You are hoeing with a goy in lettuce-like plants. Even though the goy replanted tevel, and the goy shouldn't be allowed to snack out in the field, because it's the aloch of tevel, you are allowed to snack. So the Gemara is going to ask why. You have bulbs of truma which you're going to replant, improperly, you shouldn't, but you're going to, but they're tame. Shoslin, what if you did replant them then? Taru milatami, they're no longer tummy. However, Rabbanan banned you from eating them. Basuim leochel, they're not allowed to eat them. Hachiyogum es ochel, until you take off one layer and let it grow again. Now, the way this works, again, city slicker, what do I know? But you have a stalk on which the leaves grow. You have to remove the first time the leaves grow and let a second, a new batch of leaves grow from the stalks. And that second batch is mutter. Again, the first batch we regard as if it's tame, because you planted truma tameo. It's only the second batch we allow. It's only the third batch we allow. After you cut off, let it grow again, cut off again, and then the third batch is mutter. Okay? Says the Gemara, Reb Chiya Barashi B'Shem Rayu. We're going to make it, guys. Rechia Barashi B'Shem Re'avo. Rechia Barashi Ne'er Re'avo said, B'Shem Re'ochon Ne'er Rabbi Yochon. The Chabi Shimini. So the Gemara has a kash, although the Gemara doesn't express the question properly. Why is the mutter to snack? It's Teva. Why is the mutter to snack? So the Gemara's going to Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? The Gemara doesn't tell us, but I'll tell you. Shimon holds that a goy's growth is exempt from Trumas and Maestros. So therefore, it's not really Teva. Tevel is only a Jew's growth, not a goy's growth. Says Mara, boo, boo, boo. Ikra b'shimin is leher b'shimin. Lomli arai. Why can only eat its ex off the cuff as a snack? I feel keva nami. Rabbi Shimon holds that parents of a goy and Eretz are exempt from some ice altogether. Yeah, lafke and mitzvah some ice. Okay, something like that. El begin down Rabbi Yehuda. So give another answer, Rabbi Yirmiyo. Rabbi Chiya said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochan, Mor Rabbi Shimon Shumar B'shmas Reis Me'Aloch." You know what? You call Rabbi Shimon. Mirabani, you have to take off Trumas Ma'aser that which grows in Eretz Yisrael, even in Goyish land. So therefore, Tzvichin Me'im Rabbi Shimoni. We say Armish is like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon really holds that according to the strict letter of the law, you never have to take Trumas and Maestros off of it, and it's always mutter to eat either permanently or either as part of a meal or as part of a snack. But Rabbi Shimon really holds me to Rabbanon, you have to take Trumas and Maestros off the stuff, even goes in a goy's land, and therefore he holds that you're not allowed to eat once stuff of Tevel, which grew in a goy's land, is replanted, you're not allowed to eat from the harvest, only Arai, but not Keva, until you actually take off Trumas and Maestros. Okay, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Hamanakashim Akuti, what if you're hoeing together with a Samaritan? Then it's possible that he did tithe. So every B'chasiyos Mutter, B'demai. If you do, because he's doing this leaf-like, this lettuce-like plant. So Mutter B'demai. If it's demai, you're not sure if the kuti fixed it or not, you're allowed to eat a snack from it. But if it's definite, in other words, you know the Kutim never never tithed it, so this is going when they still thought the Kutim were Jews, so therefore it's mamish tevel, right, and therefore you can't even snack from it. Lama, why, what's the difference? Shadmai batam u'chuber l'karka. Because the mai, where maybe the Kutim did take off troops of maizers, once it's replanted, it's okay. Vengduli iser malin oso. And yeah, we don't say. Oh well, where it's mamish tevel that I planted, right? It's literally tevel.
One second.
Yeah, right. By literally tevel, right? But it's bottom by tevel. You know, the kuti did not tithe it at all. So then, the whatever grows now, even though you have more growth than was originally there, it doesn't cancel the tevel. And then, of course, you're not even allowed to eat from it. All right, you're not allowed to snack out in the field. If perhaps the kuti was ma'aser it, so then it doesn't have the din of tevel when it's replanted in the ground. And if you're hoeing with the kuti, you can snack from it out in the field. Okay, so if you know the kuti didn't miser it and then he replanted it, then you can't snack from a man out in the field. Why? Because even though now there's more growth than whatever the kuti originally planted, it doesn't matter. That's the loch of tevel that's replanted. You can't eat from it arai at all. Period. Okay. Shesile truma shenitmu. I don't think you have that header. Okay. Amrei avo b'shem yochna. Shesile. Now here's a big typo. Should be shesile chulin. You have bulbs of chulin shenitmu, which became tamei. So you can't make them truma as is, right? You have tamei onions, can't make them truma. What can you do? Shasla, and you can plant them, and then when they grow again, their truma falls off of them. Those are sunny truma, you can make them truma. Vima ya truma ekorn. Of course, as we said in our Mishnah, if they were truma before you started and then became tamei, even if you plant them again, you're stuck. The tuma doesn't fall off, midrabanan, you're still not allowed to eat them. Vamei avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a similar halacha. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Mayim shnitmu, you have water which became tamei. And you want to use it for nisuch hamayim, for the water libations on sukkahs. Meshikon, what do you do? You put it into a mikveh. Meshikon means you make it literally kiss. You make the water which you want to use for nisuch hamayim kiss the other water in the mikveh by connecting them together. Then you can use them for nisuch hamayim. You can use them for the water libation on sukkahs. However, what happens if they are already designated for nisuch hamayim and they're already in kli shoris and then they became tamei? It's too late. You can only do this before they became, just like by the truma. Once it's truma, you can't replant it and take off the truma, only when it's chulin. So to hear, once the water is already water of nisuch hamayim, because it was in a kli shoris, it was in a holy vessel, you can't take off the truma. The only time you can take off the truma is prior to that, when it was in a kli shoris, and then you can take it off by being meshikit, by doing kind of a tefillah, so to speak, on this water. Okay? Yet another case. You have olives and grapes which became tummy. Sochta. So you can't take truma off the olives and grapes because they're tummy. Sochta, and you squeeze them out, also in truma, and you make the olive oil or grape juice truma. Because the olive oil or grape juice did not become tummy when it was in the olive or in the grape. Why? Because only a foodstuff the size of a beitzah can impart truma. And here, the olive or grape was smaller than a kibetza. And it didn't impart tuma. It doesn't impart tuma to the grape juice or olive oil when it's in the olive or the grape, because we hold that it's not separate entity yet. When does it become a separate entity to be makabel tuma? As it's exiting. But as it's exiting, it's not touching something which is a kibetza in size, and therefore can't be makabel tuma. Okay? So you can actually take trumas from the olive oil and grape juice. Vimayo truma ekorn, of course, if they were truma already, it would designate the grape juice or olive oil as truma, so then, kvar nidchu, it's too late. You can't do it afterwards. Rabbi Zirvashem, Rabbi Yerasim, Shem Leza said, sochta na kpochus kebeitza. You have to make sure when you squeeze it that you have less than a beitza of grapes or olives in each place. Because he holds The first opinion held that even if they have a cluster of grapes or a bunch of olives, they're still not considered to be connected in any way, shape, or form, and therefore you just squeeze them without any additional care. But Rabbi Yezir and Rabbi Yosef Shem Lezer hold that moisture will connect them. So therefore, if they're all together, all the grapes and olives, and then you squeeze them, so moisture connects the grapes to make a clump, which is the size of kibetz, and so do the olives. So therefore, you have to squeeze them individually. You have to squeeze each one in a manner that is less than a beitza. Then, you ain't no kosher, then the wine is kosher, not just to be truma, but even to be in the sachim, infinitely be libations on top of the mizbech. Chevraya Amrin. The Chaverim said, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Polik. Rabbi Shimon Lakish argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Ma, what's your argument? Is right Rabbi Yochanan's kula? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that if you plant the chulin in the ground, it becomes ois chulin, it becomes chulin tmeim in the ground. They lose the tumah, you can make truma of them. If you have water which is tameh, and it's not yet truma, not yet lisuch hamayim. So Rabbi Yochanan said you can then put in the mikvah and reuse it. And on those cases and such like, Reish Lakish argued on the kula or bein l'chumra. Or do you argue on the chumra cases? In other words, on the case where Rabbi Yochanan said he can't do what's already truma, or he can't do what's already nisuch hamayim. Which case did he argue on? Itamer l'kula. If you're going to say you argue on Rabbi Yochanan's kula nicha, that makes sense. Itamer l'chumra. If you're going to say you argue on Rabbi Yochanan's chumra, he said you can't. You don't have to be so machmir. That can't be, because that's not Rabbi Yochanan's din. That's the Mishnah's din. Rabbi Yochanan was just quoting the Mishnah in that context. The Mishnah said if you plant the truma on the ground, the tumah doesn't fall off. You got to remove all the leaves and not use them. So therefore, he can't argue on Rabbi Yochanan's chumra. He can only argue on Rabbi Yochanan's kula. He must argue on the kula and not on the chumra. Finally, the last line in the perek. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kini mas nisa. You should know this is the way to read our Mishnah. Ad sheyigom ba'alim v'yishne. You have to not. You don't have to cut off the. You don't cut off the stalk. Now, do you have in this, these crest-like plants? You have leaves growing off the stalk, right? So what you do is you don't cut that. When it says ad sheyigom, you don't cut the stalk. You cut the leaves off. And then the next time the leaves grow, according to Tanakama, you can use them. Now let's talk about where you plant the truma tmei on the ground. And now it grew. So the Chazal still gave it the character of Truma Tmeya in that the first growth, you're not allowed to eat. You have to cut that off. The second growth, you're allowed to eat. There's another opinion later in the Mishnah that even the second growth, you're not allowed to eat. You have to wait till the third growth. But again, all these are talking about cutting down the leaves, not cutting down the stalk. The stalk you can leave and let it grow over and over again until finally you get a stage where it's mutter. Hadron la Chazorea. On Monday, we start the new parak on Nunamabes.